Okay, welcome back to Hill Portrait Cork. It's just after 3 o'clock on the afternoon. And, you know, this is usually a low point in the afternoon when you're feeling completely exhausted after the excitement of the morning. But I've just been buoyed up by a lady coming to me and asking me to tell her about Audioboo. So look, Catherine. Catherine from who?
Front Row.
Catherine from Front Row. Catherine. Catherine who? Catherine
Wilson.
Wilson from Front Row. Catherine Wilson, you're live on Audioboo. Tell us about yourself and Front Row, please.
Front Row is a celebrity speaking and celebrity sourcing company here in Cork. I'm run by Frankie Sheehan, the Cork
rugby player.
Yes, the rugby player, yeah. And good friend of your friend, Greg Canty, there in Fusion Pure. We're located just below Fusion Pure. And
Downstairs?
Downstairs.
Yeah. I've been in Fusion PR upstairs.
Yes.
Don't keep talking. Tell us more about Front Row.
What Front Row does is if you have an event or a conference and you're looking for a speaker to promote your event or be MC or a guest speaker, we will source you any speaker anywhere in the world. So we start off with sports stars such as Frankie's buddies in rugby, and we've kind of moved out.
Paul O'Connell and all of those are signed up.
And Ruby Walsh, the horse jockey, is prior to his injury there, but he'll be back in January.
Drop some names. Go on, drop some names. Come on.
Amy Huberman. What else do we have?
Ronan O'Gara's wife. Not Ronan, the other guy's wife. Yes, yes.
Ronan O'Gara and Dave Wallace and JP McManus.
You're joking. JP McManus? You could provide JP McManus for an after-dinner event?
The last time he was asked, when Frankie met JP McManus at the last event that Co spoke at, JP McManus, Frankie said, "So how come you're speaking at this event?" And he said, "I was asked." So, yeah, you know, you have to get out there and ask and build on the relationships that we've built. And, that's Front Row.
And Catherine, what do you do there? What's your job there?
My job there is to promote the company, to do the brochures, the business cards, to be the support behind the scenes, get Frankie out there targeting key customers, and letting more and more people be aware of what a wonderful service Frankie offers. And
how would they find this business? Now, look, imagine they're here. They're off in, we'll say, San Francisco. They're in Silicon Valley, and they intend to come back to Ireland next year, but they want a speaker to talk to them while they're in Ireland. How are they going to find this service? Tell them what they should do.
They should type in Front Row Celebrity Speakings, go to Google, do a search there, pretty much if you're abroad you need to get on Google and you'll find us on the Front Row on the internet.
So if you're coming to Ireland and you want a really interesting celebrity to jazz up and give your event a really big buzz, Front Row is the place to go?
Definitely the place to go in Ireland. But we give you that bit more added value as we really get to know your audience, you know, what is it you want to convey, you know, and we fit a speaker to fit your audience no matter what your talk or conference is on.
Now, if I'm a crowd of people and I'm going to go over to China to one of these trade fairs over in China, like some of my clients do, can you send somebody with them over to China to create a bit of a buzz?
Of course, yeah. We just pick somebody who would suit the trade delegate, whether it would be a business personality such as the apprentice guy, name escapes me, certainly.
The guy who used to sell motor cars?
Yes.
You mean Bill Cullen?
Yes, Bill Cullen, if that was what was needed. It all depends on your budget and who best suits your needs.
Well, look, we know it would cost us a bit to get Bill. But
certain people you would not want to be sending abroad with a trade delegation from Cork and conference.
We will not talk about that. Excuse me. How dare you draw? I'll tell Greg Canty of Fusion that you were drawing me into that. Greg Canty, Fusion PR Cork, did you hear that? Come on. Hey, yeah, Catherine, it's lovely. You missed the session on Audioboo this morning?
I did, yeah.
Is this the first time you're seeing Audioboo?
Yeah, it's definitely the first time.
Can I just tell you a Paul O'Connell story? One of the most embarrassing things I did in my life. I kicked myself. I'm not proud of this story, right? I was in Limerick one day in a proper little bistro in Castle Troy, run by a woman on Twitter who is called Italian Foodie. I'd had lunch there. Paul O'Connell came in. I noticed him and several other people there, right? And I didn't interrupt them or anything, but a little bit later on I was getting into my car and who came past but Paul O'Connell. So without really thinking, I went straight up to Paul O'Connell and said, "Paul, hello, you don't know me at all. Let me just show you this Audioboo. It's an incredible thing you could use for your charity work while you're working as a professional rugby player, and you guys could really use a tool like this." And the man looked at me bemusedly and kindly. And I said, "Go on, say something now." And he said, "No, you talk into it." So I got the sound of Paul O'Connell's voice saying, no, you talk into it. He was very gracious, but I felt afterwards, oh my God, Paul, you should have restrained yourself. I just got too excited. That's my Paul O'Connell story.
Fascinating. I hope you're using that on your demo.
Well, I thought it might be unfair. It's kind of in there. If you go through my entire collection, you would find it. But I kind of hope nobody finds it because it was a bit unfair.
And what's the commercial application of Audio Boom? Are you selling the downloads or is it just a...
No, I'm not an affiliate marketer of this, right? But the we had the managing director of Audio Boom send a special message to here today, where the news of developments in relation to the Android application of Audio Boom was broken first to the entire world here at Cork. Now, I'm not answering your question, of course, but I can tell you that there are a lot of companies that I have dealings with who are seriously considering how they could use audio in their mix.
As in note-taking or social service?
Just think, look, they have websites, right? Yeah. All these people have websites with lots of pretty pictures on it and lots of words, right? But what about the board of the company speaking via Audio Boom to their customers? To their investors, to their suppliers.
It's great because I love downloading podcasts when I've got spare time. It's much, you know, and you can do other things while you're listening to a podcast. Yeah.
What about Frankie Sheehan? What about your man? What about your man on Audio Boom?
Oh yeah, he's very eloquent. He's a great speaker. Yeah, he'd really be. Yeah,
look, I'm going to put you on the spot. Will you introduce me to him one day, and I'll talk to him about it without any obligation on anybody's part.
Of course, yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah, I'll give you my
wonderful
card.
Yeah, yeah, great. Okay, look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave it like that. That's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I've got to show this lady how you upload to Audio Boom next. Hang on, the next step now is we'll stop.